This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. This is juz number 9. Walillahi alhamd. Juz number 9 begins a little bit in the introductory pages of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah has just spoken about 4 prophets of Allah, and now the 5th is going to be added, which is Musa alayhi salam. All of the messengers and all of the prophets, initially when they came, all of the examples given in the Quran were those who were rejected by their people, ostracized, and so on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that no messenger was sent to a people who rejected them, except that I sent upon them al-ba'sa wa-d-darra, that I sent upon them the severity of punishment. And that people who were punished before your people, O Muhammad, experienced that, but your nation is salvaged because of your presence. You are rahmatan lil-alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks immediately about the story of Musa with Fir'aun. There's no interlude where it speaks about Musa's upbringing and he was thrown in the well, thrown in the river by his mom in the basket. None of that. It immediately enters into, I sent Musa to Fir'aun alayhi la'natullah. And Musa alayhi salam confronts Fir'aun, who says, show us signs. And Musa begins to demonstrate the signs that were given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The story of the magicians interject and they submit to Allah. قَالُوا Musa, we believe in the Lord of Moses, and they begin to become faithful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then shows that Musa continues to invite the people, those who believe in him, to remain patient upon faith, and isbiru, and be from those, i'tasimu bi-sabri wa-salah, hold on to your prayers and hold on to your faithfulness, it will increase you in patience. Allah then begins to speak about the 40 nights where Musa and his people, after they're being saved, they cross through the water and they made the travel by night and were saved by Fir'aun, and Pharaoh was destroyed and his army was destroyed. But at that moment, the people of Musa could not maintain their faithfulness. He left initially for 30 days and didn't return until 40 nights after. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا, 30 nights, and then we made it 40 days. And Musa alayhi salam was given al-alwah, the tablets, the 10 sacred commandments and instructions from Allah. But when he returned to this people, he saw يَعْبُدُونَ al-ijl, they're worshipping, a false golden calf. And Musa was so angered by this. وَأَلْقَى al-alwah. وَفِي نُصْحَتِهَا, he put down the tablets that my people are not ready for this. And the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended upon them until Allah accepted their repentance. And Musa alayhi salam asked Allah for forgiveness on his behalf and their behalf. Musa alayhi salam now is put into trial, not by Fir'aun and not by that, but by his own people. That when he would invite them to do good, they were quarrelsome and rebellious. And it took 40 years, يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, for that to be purged out of them. They had to be broken by the earth and by the travel until finally they could completely submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then mentions a story of Ashab al-Sabt, those who broke the covenant of the Sabbath. And the Jewish people, they were told not to do any work on the Sabbath. But these people, they thought they could be trick Allah, and they would put their nets out the night before so that it does the fishing, although they were not supposed to earn or do anything. They were supposed to trust that Allah would provide them their food. And when the fish came, they will pull it back in on Sunday. It's as if they were trying to play with the scripture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that surah is a very powerful surah, Surah Al-A'raf. It has the story of Musa, and it's meant to say to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the trials that came before you are very similar to the trials you will face. But this surah also speaks to the people, the Jewish people who were living in Medina, that you recognize the truth of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You recognize that he has come with sure signs. You recognize that he has come with a spirit that calls to that which is similar to Musa alaihi salam and that which has preceded him. You recognize that this is a form of truth and that you don't deny him for any reason other than a level of hostility and a level of pride and anger, hoping that your final messenger would have been from your own ethnicity, but rather he has come from a different group, from the tribe of Ismail, rather than the tribe of Ishaq. So Allah speaks in very clear ways. The surah comes to an end in the very last ayah with a sajda. And this is very unique to this surah, that there's a sajda in the very last verse to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you're praying behind your imam in Taraweeh, you will do a sajda in it. Allah then begins Surah Al-Anfal, which is a surah that details in detail the Battle of Badr, what preceded it, what were the emotions that the Sahaba had, the overwhelming sense of fear and foreboding, and how Allah calmed them. إِذْ يُغَشِيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ Allah let them slumber and wash them with a cleansing rain. And Allah says, أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ is it not enough that you are given, you know, angels, 1,000 angels to come and defend you? So the detail of the Battle of Badr begins. But the opening verses of this chapter are very, very important. يسألونك عن الأمثال, which is chapter number 8, and we're in juz number 9. They ask you about the spoils of war. They're going out to battle for Badr, and they're hopeful to win. And now that they've won, what do we do with it? What do we do with all these spoils? We never in our wildest dream thought we would be this victorious. And Allah says, decides what the share is. قُلِ الْأَمْثَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ It'll be determined by Allah through His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ Then Allah speaks about the key to victory in life. Obey, have taqwallah, put the fear, the consciousness, the awareness, the love, and the hope you have in Allah's in Allah as the center of your life. وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ And rectify the affairs between each other. Don't let there be any enmity between you two as brothers, you two as sisters. Remove any pride, any hate, any racism from your heart. Come together, كإخوانا. اتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين. And obey Allah and His Messenger if you are truly believers. Those three ingredients, when they come together, it gives a person a level of victory in everything that they face in life. So Allah then adds of it. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ The believers are those who, when Allah's name is mentioned and His recitation is mentioned, their hearts are in awe and shudder of it. And it is something that calms them and gives them deliverance and strength in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when His name is mentioned, عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ It gives them the ability to trust Allah and to go further than they thought they would go. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ The sign that you have faith in your heart and that you trust Allah is that you maintain your prayers and you're a person who is giving in charity and not withholding it for yourself. Allah speaks about the descent of the angels in the Battle of Badr, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to the believers, and that Allah made the numbers of the believers seem small in the sight of the unbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ Fear Allah and don't fear anyone other than Him. He is the refuge of those who are fearful, and He is the one who, when you are surrounded, opens for you an exit from all good. Allah ends this juz in the very last closing verses by saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Those who disbelieve, they will expend great vast amounts of wealth to try to distract and deter people from the path of God. فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا They will give it. ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَصْرَةً But it will be something that becomes a sorrow upon them. ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ And they eventually will be brought to destruction and loss because of it. So don't be saddened, O Muhammad, O Ummah of Muhammad, at the amount of resources that are given to those who oppose you. Eventually, even though they will spend it and you can't stop it, eventually you will be given ascendancy and victory. And that's where this juz closes. I hope you'll join me again for juz number 10, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the knowledge of the Qur'an. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim with a daily tafsir, juz number 9 of our juz by day. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.